You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Brethren, what you're about to hear is very shocking. It's a clip from a Glenn Beck TV program. When I first began to report that Glenn Beck was the leader of the controlled opposition, that Glenn Beck was the man most singly responsible for keeping Obama in the White House since 2009, I got hate. People hated me for daring to say any negative comments against this man, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is a very, very, very high-level Luciferian occultist. And this clip you're about to hear from Glenn Beck's mouth to our ears should verify that to you once and for all. Here comes Glenn Beck.
Pope Benedict elevated 22 cardinals last month at the Vatican. I was there. I had meetings at the Vatican for a couple of days there. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but the Pope was actually criticized because the majority of the group that he was making a cardinal, how dare the Pope do this, but he put conservatives, people the Pope thought, you know, cardinals would follow the Catholic doctrine. I know. Who does he think he is? The Pope? Yes. This Pope has shown us that he's extraordinarily conservative on social issues like living together, birth control, homosexuality. And each time he names a cardinal, he is handpicking the men who share his views, and he is charting the future of the Catholic Church. I brought my kids to Rome a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't go by myself because I wanted them to see this ceremony, because when we were flying over, I said, kids, you're about to witness history. What you're seeing is the packing of the court. You are seeing men being elevated to cardinal status that are conservative, because the Pope, I truly believe, knows what's happening in the world. I had a chance to meet with several of the cardinals that had been elevated from all over the world. And when I was gathered, I want to be careful what I say. I don't want to speak for anybody in the Vatican, but it was my impression that the most conservative pope we had is doing this because he knows exactly what he's fighting against, and what he's fighting against is evil. I'm surprised, quite frankly, that the services in America are not in Latin yet, because this guy is so conservative. The last two rounds of his cardinal appointments have all been conservatives, and they're there to chart the path. It's no different than what George Soros is trying to do with American attorneys general, except the Pope's people are playing for the good side, and it's the same game, just different team. The Pope is going to turn 85 next month, and he is not exactly the picture of health. He's slowing down, And it is my impression that he understands that he has a limited time to get things done, and this matters. He's packing the court to make sure his successor is not going to throw the religion into disarray or not going to throw it into a liberation sort of Catholicism. A few days before I left for my trip to the Vatican, I'm getting ready to go, and I read an article that I didn't share with you at the time because I didn't want to tip my hand at all, but it claimed that the Pope, Pope Benedict, might be the victim of an assassination. He was, they say, the mark on an assassination plot. Here's how the story goes, this according to the Vatican. One of his cardinals was the source of this claim. Late last year, when the cardinal was with other Catholic Church officials and Italian businessmen in China, he told them of a so-called death plot. Well, it was so vivid that many of the people in the room thought it was odd. Another cardinal caught wind of it and then secretly reported it to the Vatican Secretary of State. The Vatican, in this article that I read, told the public not to worry. What I'd like to tell you is you are seeing a high-stakes game at a level that most people, including me, do not even begin to understand. I believe the Vatican is actively engaged in a very different kind of battle than the one we normally think of. They are in a spiritual battle, but it will be physical as well. They are gearing up for a spiritual battle unlike anything we've seen. They know this is about good and evil, and they are watching even those around the Pope in the Vatican. That's why the cardinals are being selected so carefully now. At the same time, they're having problems here in America. This is the administration doubling down. We've told you before that the Obama administration said, you have to provide birth control. And the Pope said no. Then they said, well, you got some other things to do. In fact, come and visit us. They brought all of the bishops in to the White House. Last week we told you that, according to Cardinal Dolan, that the bishops were told, you know what, you got to stop listening to the extremists in your faith. You have to start listening to us and people like us because we're enlightened. The bishops said no, and so did the Pope. The Pope just issued a statement and said, we're not playing games on these issues. All of those issues are Obama hot buttons. Well, just a couple of days ago, we told you that the State Department released this report. This report basically is, this is about money laundering and financial crimes. Would you expect the Vatican to be in this report? The Vatican has now just been included by Hillary Clinton's State Department. The Vatican, known as the Holy See, is listed as a country or jurisdiction of concern for money laundering. Now, we looked it up. There's several reasons on why you can be in this report. Engaging in transactions involving significant amounts of proceeds from serious crimes, in other words, drug money or things like that. The nature and extent of the money laundering situation, so in other words, it's something really big. It's, you know, illegal hits or whatever it is, but it's huge. The ways in which the U.S. government regards the situation as having international ramifications. So if they're money laundering and it has international ramifications, The situation's impact on U.S. interests. I thought that one is interesting. Whether the jurisdiction has taken appropriate legislative actions to address concerns. So the first thing is, they're going to let them know that they're very concerned, that there's some funny business. As a result, the report says, these jurisdictions of concern must undertake efforts to develop or enhance their anti-money laundering regimes. So what does that mean? That means the United States is just helping. They're helping, and they're going to add some additional regulation onto the Vatican, which means, if I'm reading this right, that the federal government can now say, we've got to look at all your books here. We got to see what's going on because you're transferring an awful lot of money outside of the country. So we need to talk to the fathers about mass and everything else. This is nothing but a massive hit in the face of Catholics. I tell you this because the Catholics know what they're up against, at least the ones in the Vatican. I'm convinced of it. I met with them. I talked to them about this stuff. They know. So what does that mean to you? Catholics, you have to understand. Read Ephesians 6. You have to put on your spiritual armor. You are not battling man. You are not. You are battling evil. This is Obama's way of saying, back off and play ball our way. We're not going to move off abortion, gay marriage, or the revamping of America's values. The world now is being reshaped by evil, way beyond Barack Obama and this administration. What the Vatican does, and what the world's leaders in churches all over America, is absolutely critical. They are going after the Vatican because it is a church of hierarchy. You attack the top, and then you can change the church, change the country, change the world. Once the president and the Soroses of the world take care of the Vatican, how hard will it be to pick off the Lutherans or the Mormons or whoever? The Jews, they're starting big. Your evangelical pastor and your evangelical church is a piece of cake. If you knock it off, because all you have to do is start to intimidate, those churches stand alone. Those churches rely on the parishioners, the congregants, to come and support. You cannot stand alone, and you cannot sit this one out. We are all Catholics now. Tie yourself to something. Strengthen your pastor, priest, rabbi. Strengthen those in the Catholic Church. Strengthen your priest. If your priest is not telling you these things, ask him why. If he doesn't have a good answer, ask the bishop. If he doesn't have a good answer, go to another parish until you find a priest that will. There is a split in our churches, and you will see it in the Catholics. You must not remain neutral. There are two ways to look at this story. The State Department says the Vatican is vulnerable. Hi, we're from the government, and we're here to help. Just like we helped GM and small businesses and the big banks. Don't do it, Catholics. The second way to look at it is the way I do. I don't think Hillary Clinton's State Department is there to help the Catholic Church. Call me crazy. Anybody who stands with the Catholic Church, it is imperative that you understand what is going on now. Please pray for these leaders all around the world. We are all Catholics. We are all Jews. We are all Protestants. And we must all hang together, or as Ben Franklin said, we will surely hang separately.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.